Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book has won 5 international awards. I'm really proud of it. Bill Brandt's our guest, our good friend. I'm really proud of him, too. He's been hanging out with us for almost 20 years. Bill is the leader of development specialists. Incorporated, DSI.biz is his website. I encourage you to go there and see the things he writes and reports on what's going on around the world. You'll be smarter when you do. Bill, thanks again for being here. You gave us a great report on how things were going. I was glad to hear you say around the globe that the global economy is doing great. That's good news for everybody.
For the time being, Jim.
Well, I'll take it. Okay, I don't care. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being on the crest of the wave. No, even if it's short, it's nice to be up there. And
we are on the crest of the wave. But I think the better way to phrase the metaphor is the wave is getting real close to the beach and about to break.
You think the wave is long in the tooth?
Yeah, I do. I think it's long in the tooth by any measure worldwide. I think that we're bound for a bit of a retrenchment and a correction here. The issue will be how big is the correction. I see that. I think there's over leverage going on right now. What's going to happen worldwide is as the U.S. raises its interest rates, money will flow out of those countries and into the U.S. for better returns.
Right.
When you think about it, there's about $10 trillion in U.S. dollar denominated debt around the world.
Right.
Many of these emerging nations issue debt in U.S. dollars for the saleability of it. Obviously, when that money
and
flows
so
back
is it,
to the
doesn't
U.S.
Doesn't that make the dollar one of our best tools, levers, weapons, offense or defense? Isn't the dollar more powerful for us than any weapon we have?
In one sense, it is still the world's reserve currency. But when the rates go up here, dollars flow out of those countries. And, of course, since they issued dollar-denominated debt, they need dollars to service the debt. That gets harder for them to do
right.
because of the way foreign exchange is going, and it starts a ball rolling that makes it that begins to pull in economic
growth
around the world.
But doesn't that also accrue to leverage to trade negotiating leverage for us when that happens?
Yes and no. As the dollar rises in value, our exports get more expensive overseas, and just at a time when the dollars available overseas to pay for our exports become skinnier.
And if we can negotiate a deal where the trade barriers are dropped on both sides, that should help things, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm a classic free trader, which is sort of a Republican position as a Democrat, but on the other hand, free trade has to be fair. And
right.
so I noticed, for years, there are not a lot of American cars on Japanese streets. There may not be a lot of those cars on Japanese streets, frankly, because they're too big or we're too big
right.
for those streets. But with other cultural accommodations, there is no good reason why a lot of American products aren't permeating the world. Now, having said that, obviously, where we do permeate the world in the latest iteration, Amazon, Google, and the rest of it, Microsoft, we're getting a lot of pushback from the rest of the world over American dominance. And so, especially in Europe. So this goes back and forth. But
that's an arrogance thing more than an economic thing, isn't it?
I'm trying to find that out. That's my first reaction, and I think that's probably too easy a reaction. I do think that
it has to be stipulated, though. You may not dwell on it, but that has to be stipulated. The arrogance thing.
I don't argue with you, but on the other hand, here we're having this debate in the U.S. about whether there's too much dominance of these companies and whether our
privacy is being invaded. Oh, I definitely think that there is. No, I definitely think, and that's not arrogance at all. That's reality. I wrote a book about that.
Well, I know you didn't. That's why I'm trying to sell a few for you here, help you out here, buddy. But I think the issue is maybe the Europeans, they might not have the perfect way of looking at it, and maybe their questions aren't the most on point, but they're raising
right.
the same issues in a different way we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's, but my biggest concern right now is, the business I'm in, which is restructuring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of the canary in the coal mine. When I start getting a lot of calls about people trying to figure out how they're going to continue to handle their debt, that tells me we're on the other side of the crest of that wave and the beach is in sight. And I think
when the bell rings, it rings in your office, doesn't it? And so,
yeah, sadly it does.
So that's, folks, that's one of the reasons why we have Bill on the show. Besides his handsomeness, we have him on for this kind of report because it's no
seriously. And don't forget to sell some of your books. I mean,
exactly,
I'm trying to help you
out
here. Okay?
So no, but seriously, folks, that's what he does. And so when Bill says he sees signs, even if the bell hasn't rung, he knows what it sounds looks like just before the bell rings from past experience. But here's one thing though, Bill. I've talked to representatives of the agriculture world. I've talked to representatives of the manufacturing world, and the small business sector, and all three of those sectors are prepared to give President Trump some latitude on this negotiating. What do you think?
I think that. The question is, do we do it with a bulldozer or with some finesse? He tends to do things with a bulldozer. That does tend to get attention. And there are a lot of issues he's addressing and I wish that the noise wasn't so great, but there are stuff he's doing that I can get behind because it probably is time for it to get done.
Thank you for saying that, Bill, because that's the point. I think people are tired of nobody addressing this at all. And whether you like his methods, at least he's addressing it. Like the North Korea thing. You may not like his methods, but at least he's addressing it, and nobody else has.
You know, for years we were told in North Korea at the moment, that there had to be all kinds of conditions to sit down with these people.
Yeah.
So he finally did it, and there were no conditions. We're not much worse off for that at all. At least it got the ball rolling.
Well said. DSI.biz, that's Bill's website. He and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of politics. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.